setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Welcome, one and all. We're having a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were created to contribute. And we want to look at your professional contribution, because you should not spend the majority of your life, which you will at work, and not love it and not have a connection to it. You just shouldn't. And if I told you that you could make the income that you wanted and the impact that you wanted in the same job, career lane, dream job, would you do it? You know you would. So let's go. 844-747-2577. There are seven stages that you will need to walk through to do what you were created to do. Get clear at stage one. Get qualified at stage two. Get connected at stage three. Get started at stage four. Get promoted at stage five. Get the dream job at stage six. And then when we're in this sixth stage, we're also in the final stage, the seventh stage. Give yourself away. Today, I want to start the show by just talking about stage five, get promoted. This is where many of us will spend the majority of our journey, getting promoted, keep getting promoted, moving up, climbing the ladder, if you will. And so I want to talk about one of the realities of getting promoted, and that is moving into a management leadership position. It's just the reality. It's the name of the game. And that's terrifying to many of you, and I would submit that many of you are holding yourself back from making progress by getting promoted because you're afraid of leading. So two things. Number one, leadership isn't just a role. Leadership is a skill. It's not just a role. It's a skill. So if you're going to get promoted, you're going to eventually step into leadership. And I wrote an article on RamseySolutions.com that is a deep dive that goes through many different actions that you can take to be a great leader. But to start the show today, I just want to highlight five of them, because I want you to understand that leading well is not this lucky by chance outcome, that you can intentionally learn to be a great leader. So here we go. Five quick actions that'll make you a great leader. Number one, love your people. Just love them. Nobody has to teach you how to love people. You don't have to go to a leadership conference or read a leadership book to learn how to love people. Just love people. Care for them. Number two, praise your people. Praise them. Even if there's not much to praise, find something to praise. If you've ever had a teenager, and I got three of them right now, there are days where I have a hard time finding something good to say to my kid other than I love them. But I look for things to praise. Again, you don't have to go to a leadership event or listen to a leadership podcast to learn how to praise people. Number three, get the right people. Now, this is where great leadership begins. The great leaders assemble the right talent. And you better figure out who is the right person for each seat on your team. That's great leadership. I say this all the time. I have a little fun at the expense of you Patriots fans. I'm not sure how great of a coach Bill Belichick is. I know what his record is in Cleveland before he had Tom Brady. 43% win percentage. I know what it was last year in season one without Tom Brady. 44% win percentage. I also know that as he starts his second season without Tom Brady, his win percentage is awful. Great coaches get great talent. Absent of great talent, I'm not sure how great of a leader you can be. Get the right people. Number four, develop your people. Pour into them. Help them get better at their jobs. Help them get better personally. Smart dollar. If you're a leader of an organization, you ought to be calling Ramsey Solutions right now and going, hey, I want to get a smart dollar as a benefit for my team. I'm going to help them win in their personal finances. That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't always have to be professional development, although it certainly must be, but develop them personally. Develop them and watch them grow in their loyalty to you and the organization, and finally empower your people. Once you develop them, you're training them, you're getting into a place where they can do something, then let go, leaders. Let go. Empower them. Quick review. Love your people. Praise your people. Get the right people. Develop your people. Empower your people. Five ways. And the whole article, by the way, is at RamseySolutions.com. And you can go check it out, how to be a good, or the steps to becoming a good leader, a great leader. Check it out. But I'm going to tell you something. Once you get over this mythical idea that leadership is a lucky thing for a few people, they finally figured out how to do it, you will step into the next and get promoted in stage five, because you know you can, in fact, be not just a good leader, but a great leader. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Fargo, Minnesota to start it off this hour. Sam is there. Sam, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thanks for taking my call. Man, I feel like I'm talking to an old friend here.
Hey, that's awesome. How can I help?
Here's my story. I'm a sales director at a large technology company. Mm-hmm. I'm highly compensated. I love what I do. I'm good at it. You know, a lot of it falls right into my sweet spot. Mm-hmm. But, and this is a big but, I'm stuck at my current level. I've been a finalist 6 times this year for a VP position, and I just can't quite make that leap. You know, I'm getting discouraged, honestly. I wonder if there's something about me or about my brand that I don't know. And I'm really wondering if I need to keep trying here at my company in spite of the discouragement, or if I need to look elsewhere.
Well, that's a really big question, and I think we've got to break it down into multiple parts to get a conclusion. So I'm wondering, is there anybody that any one or two HR execs or another exec that is has been involved in all 6 of these opportunities that you didn't get?
There are some commonalities between the hiring executives, yes.
Okay. Yep. Have you had good conversations with them to where you go, look, it's not going to hurt my feelings, and I'm not trying to put pressure on you guys to promote me, but I'm 0 for 6. And for those who've been in the entire process 6 times, I would be asking them what you can do better, what's missing, how do you develop yourself to where you can get one of those opportunities. To me, that's ground zero. What has to happen first? Has that happened?
You know, it has, and I think that's where the feedback gets a little bit head-scratching and causing me to wonder. It's consistently, hey, Sam, we think you're great. We just wanted to hire the other candidate. And then I've dug in a little bit more, really trying to understand what my gap is, and they tell me they think the other person's a little more qualified or something like that. And I'm wondering at this point, really, kind of the question around the question is, if it's lip service.
I think
it
is.
And they don't really intend on it. Yeah.
Do you think it is? Do you think it's lip service?
I'm beginning to wonder, because if they had real feedback, I would act on it and fix it. But I don't think they're giving me real feedback.
Yeah. 0 for 6. And the pattern is, sorry, you're great. It's just they were a little bit greater. I just don't buy that. Because I don't buy that there's not something when they're looking at you side by side. Now, I would say this. There's no question they think the other candidates have been better. But to the extent that they can't tell you, well, here's where the gap was, here's what you can do about it, the fact that they're not telling you anything tells me that they just don't want to be honest with you. And I think you got to look elsewhere. I wouldn't jump. I wouldn't make a crazy move because you're so valuable. But I'd start looking. I think it's time for you to fly, man, and get your head up. Because somebody else will see your value. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
You can climb the ladder and make a great living by doing work that's meaningful to you. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. If you're looking to grow, lead, and make an impact, this book is for you. It has the step-by-step plan to taking your career to the next level. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Promoted bonus pack for free, which is a $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com.
Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover and do what you were born to do. We're talking about your profession, where you no longer look at a J-O-B as a four-letter word, or actually work, is a four-letter word. I guess J-O-B couldn't be a four-letter word. I was just doing some simple math there, and I was like, something's not right there. But the idea is that Monday mornings don't have to suck. Burnout doesn't have to be something that you just deal with. You can make the money and have the meaning. During the commercial break, just scanning the news, 4.3 million workers quit their job in August. This is the newest numbers, led by food and retail industry. I'm not going to break that down. But people are going, hey, there's opportunity. And there is. They're leaving for something better. And I think there's a lot of you out there that are still going, okay, I feel that, but I also feel anxiety in my chest because the idea of putting myself out there, applying for a bunch of jobs, you feel like you got too much going on. It's like too much work to actually apply. And I know that your time's important. I know you're busy, and I know it's frustrating. But my friends at ZipRecruiter can help you get that valuable time back in your schedule and be effective. ZipRecruiter is the number one hiring site in the U.S., and their one-click apply feature allows you to apply for jobs quickly and easily without filling out resume after resume, application after application after application. When you find a job you want to apply for, ZipRecruiter submits your application for you using all the details in your profile. It only takes you one time to fill out. No stress, no time wasted, and it's free. I don't know what you're waiting for. If you want an easier job search, sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. Let's go to Brianna in Atlanta, Georgia. Brianna, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. What's going on?
So I currently work in athletics. I played college basketball, and that was kind of the natural transition for me to do. And I've been doing it for a few years, and I'm just not happy. That's all I've ever known, so it kind of felt natural to do it. And so I did your Get Clear career assessment, and I got my results, and it sounded exactly like me. So I think my next thing to do is go to law school. But I know that I can't necessarily go next semester, and I personally feel like I should do part-time, and because I'm single and I want to work in the morning and then go to school at night. So I just didn't know what the natural transition would be, because I don't want to work in my current job next year. It's just not for me.
I gotcha. Well, based on this scenario, I'm totally fine with you just getting a better day job. It doesn't even have to be in your sweet spot where you're using your talent, what you do best, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. So you got your purpose statement from our Get Clear career assessment.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you just getting a day job where essentially you're focusing on talent only, just in the sense that it is what it is. We're trying to make as much money as possible, or we're trying to just be stable while we are funding our way through law school. So yeah, better environment for you is really what matters most, because it's temporary. So right. I'm totally fine with that. And again, all the better if you can find something that's sweet spot. It's not the dream job, but it certainly is, you know, okay, I really enjoy it. I enjoy the culture, but I think it's just better environment, a bit more enjoyable work is all we're looking for. So I say, yeah, go for it.
Okay, that's really helpful. I think my next question would be, can I read you my purpose statement?
I couldn't wait. I wanted to answer your first question, but I was dying to hear it. Go for it.
Okay. So it says, I was created to use my talents of justice, execution, organization to perform my passions of researching, performing, advocating, to accomplish my mission of influence by producing change and progress.
Boy, that sounds awesome. Sounds like it fits really nicely with being a lawyer. And so really now it comes back to going to the passion. The three top passions were advocating. What were the other two?
Researching and performing.
Yeah. So the performing is all about the pressure. That's why I chose that. Like the work of, there's pressure on me, there's eyeballs on me. That's what I got to do. It doesn't always mean, you know, it doesn't have to mean like I'm on Broadway, right? And so for you, right. you know, it's the public communication or the pressure to deliver results and advocating for justice, you know, doing the researching and digging. You're a bloodhound. So, I mean, to me, it now comes to, we look at those top three passions, and anything else, by the way, of the 15 types of passion, type of work, anything that else that still scored high above average, you're looking at that and you're going, okay. And we're going to look at where we want to drive those results, because for you, it's influence, and it's right. that's a people related mission, right?
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah, that sounds exactly right. So I guess what my next kind of segue is, I have no idea what to do in between time.
What do you mean?
From transitioning from this job to getting a different day job.
Well, I tell you, it's interesting because if you want to be, you know, if you want to be in the legal space, mm-hmm. What were those top three talents again?
Justice, execution, and organization.
Okay. So I go with execution and organization as a super tactical talent. Okay. Both of those are tactical. I'd go get a job doing that kind of work in a law firm if it was me. You're a former college basketball player, so I'm mm-hmm. just going to be honest with you. To me, that has a little bit of luster to it, if not a lot of luster. It's got a nice little shine to it. You've been successful, and you go in and you go to a law firm and you go, look, I'm applying for a job that's heavy on the organization and the execution. And if you could work in a law firm like that, doing that kind of work, supporting lawyers, so maybe even if it's an executive assistant, I mean, you've got the talent to do that and you're in the legal space. I'm looking for jobs like that where you go, I've got the talent, and if I can find something that allows me to research, you know, and be close to some advocating, great. But I'm looking for something like that that gets me in the field so that while I'm getting that law degree part-time, I'm making all the connections. And by the time I get my law degree, I got people barking down, you know, knocking my door down, barking at me, going, we want you, we want you.
Yeah.
Make sense?
And that's kind of what I was thinking. I think it just sounds better when you say it.
Yeah, well, you know what? You just wanted confirmation, and I'm giving you confirmation that you are right. It's not me. You're right. That's the proximity principle. That get in the field. And let me also give you one other piece of advice. And you can do the research. You're a researcher, so you can check me on this. But I had a guy who was a former law student who wrote a little pamphlet on my show a couple years ago, and he basically did all this research. He was like, based on your LSAT, and you can take the LSAT as many times as you want to, just paying for it. But once you get to a certain score, and it's not off the top of my head right now, there are law schools all over the country that will give you a full ride, Brianna. Just because they want to say, she went to our law school. So go do your homework on that. And if you can get a full ride, giddy up.
So yeah, I would definitely do that.
Then do it. Go research it. Go figure out what's that score I got to get. And then you start shopping yourself. It's like, you know, when you play college basketball, you had coaches come recruit you. You will have law schools all over you to come. And then you just take the one that you feel is the best, but do it for free. If that was me, because you're already looking at doing it part-time anyway, so if it was me, you're a college athlete, former college athlete, you've got the diligence and the discipline, you're bright, I'd study my fanny off and hit that score and then get somebody, multiple somebodies in the form of law schools offering me a full ride, and then I'd go, yeah. And you're in the Atlanta area, I'd be making connections and get some awesome law firms aware of your talent, and they want you in the door. They may hire you anyway. Brianna, I'm so excited for you. Believe you can do this. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we come to you from our Ramsey Solutions worldwide headquarters, taking your phone calls 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Aubrey, who joins us now in Bend, Oregon. Aubrey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Aubrey. What's up?
That's great. Well, I just have a question. I'm in a job that I used to absolutely love, but there's been a lot of changes in the company that have changed my day-to-day. And I'm wondering, how do I know if it's time to or how to pursue a certain aspect of my current job as a career path?
Give me a little bit more there. I hear what you're asking, but I feel like there's some details there that'll help me understand that question a little bit better.
Sure. So I'm in a job right now that has been great. I make a great income, but there's a bit of a forced transition coming up. The owners are selling the company.
Okay.
And so I know for sure I'm going to have, at the very least, a new boss, and I don't know what everything's really going to look like. Mm. And then after listening to your show a little bit and kind of thinking about, well, what do I want to do? What do I have a passion for? I've kind of narrowed it down to certain parts of my job that I just really, really love. And then there's other parts that I seem to be doing more and more of lately that are just not my jam at all.
Okay.
I'm great at it, but yeah, I just don't like doing it.
All right, perfect. So you've really done most of the hard work. So you really have created essentially a job description for yourself, right? So now
yes,
we go.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. So now you go look for it. You go, all right. So instead of a title, because I think what happens is we get all hung up on titles and a career path, as opposed to going, wait a second, this is the work I want to do. The career path will determine itself. The direction will reveal itself. But what we got to do is we figure out, okay, what are all the different types of jobs that allow me to do this most of the day, right? And you're kind of looking mm-hmm. at that just for rule of thumb, 75% of your day doing that work that you've already written down. You go, I love this work, so where can I do that? And I think that takes all the pressure off, because that becomes okay. really the guiding principle. Does that answer your question?
A little bit. I'm not sure if, so basically one of the big parts of my job is HR.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I love doing the most is employee retention and helping employees to feel appreciated and like their work has meaning and helping employers keep the employees they have.
Right.
And so I don't know if that's even a job path that exists or if it's something I'd have to kind of go out and do on my own as
well,
a consultant.
You're doing it right now, though. You're doing it right now. You're just not doing it as much as you'd like to, right?
Right.
Well, then of course it exists.
Okay.
So the issue is you're hung up on, well, I'm doing it here, but can I do it somewhere else? You're not mm-hmm. doing as much as you want, but a larger company or a different company that sees you as not just an HR pro, but mm-hmm. an HR pro, and I'm making this up, but I'm using what you've given me, an HR mm-hmm. pro who really loves driving engagement. And she likes mm-hmm. to drive engagement by helping employees develop and grow. And as a result of you weighing in and influencing them and helping them develop and grow, excuse me, then you are in effect driving higher engagement. And the higher the engagement, the better the productivity and the longer the retention. That's where I'm going. I'm kind of putting that together. Do you see okay. that path?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's a heck of a value right there. I mean, that's huge. You want to talk about the most important thing in a company, I'm going to tell you right now, it's engagement.
Yeah.
And so if you say, I'm going to go look for positions where I know I can go in and I can drive engagement and I can improve engagement. And then when you start interviewing for it, you go, I'm all about this. I love serving this way. I've done this. I've got the experience. I've got the talent. I've got the passion. It's missional for me. And the result of this is greater productivity, greater retention. I'm your gal.
Okay.
Does that help now? I just think you're overthinking it. And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like it takes you talking to a stranger to go, oh, I see it now. But if you're doing it where you are, then that means other companies have this, have similar roles like that. So now you know exactly what you're looking for. And so you look for it.
Okay.
Yeah. You got this, Aubrey, because you're already qualified, really. And if anything, if you want to get a certification or something or other, then you can do that. But be patient right now. But be very diligent to look. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Hey, we are doing a fun giveaway here on the Ken Coleman Show. It's called the Job Search Giveaway. For a limited time, my team and I are giving away our resume templates for free. Now, this is what we charge you folks for. I don't know, all of a sudden, I'm giving away for free. I don't think I was consulted on this. I kid. We're very excited about it. We're giving away the resume templates for free to just 400 winners. Okay? And then one of you 400 people will also win a signed copy of an advanced reader's version of my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. You can enter once a day for a chance to win, so let's go. Go to kencoleman.com/giveaway, kencoleman.com/giveaway. You can enter once a day. Go. Will you be one of the winners? Go to kencoleman.com/giveaway. All right, back to the phones we go. Tina now joins us in Reno, Nevada. Tina, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm glad to be on today.
Well, I'm glad you're on too. What's going on?
So I am so blessed that I'm having a hard time making a decision between two amazing things.
Well, boy.
Yeah.
Somewhere life sucks for somebody, but it's not you. Wow.
No, and really a lifetime of just living the proximity principles really brought me to this
point. Yes. I love it. So
I'm currently in the senior leadership team for a large company. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I love my job. I'm highly compensated regionally. I'm a subject matter expert. And I mean, I love the job that I'm doing. And it makes me tick because I know what drives me is the, you know, interaction and the networking and the acknowledgement that this position allows me to have in my field.
Okay.
But my dream isn't working in this field. While I'm highly satisfied and compensated and I have tons of autonomy.
So you have another offer right now?
I do.
Okay.
And financially, it's a wash.
Okay.
So that's not on the table. The thing is that my passion, this is going to sound insane, but my passion has always been in agriculture and cattle ranching and rural communities.
Okay.
And I have the opportunity to go work in a rural community as kind of their new, they just built a new facility. And I have an opportunity to potentially go develop that facility and bring in outside groups, agriculture groups to use that facility.
So I got a minute. You've been telling me for two minutes about all these great opportunities and you haven't asked me a question. And I know what's going on. So what is your question? Because I'm going to answer it.
I am terrified to make the leap to something that maybe it's my ego because I feel like it's less of a thing going to a county position and leaving a senior executive.
You feel like it's less than because it's not as shiny and as fancy as what you're doing now. But that doesn't matter. Yeah. You led with, you have a passion for it. You've always wanted to do it. And now it's been presented to you and you're thinking about not doing it because you're worried what other people are going to say about you?
Yes.
I know.
That's what it is.
Well, Tina, that's here's the deal. I get it's a worry, but here's the deal. Here's what you need to be worried about. If you don't take this opportunity, you may never get another one like this, or you may not take it the next time. In fact, there's a chance that you won't take it the next time. And you're going to get to your old age, and you're going to look back, and you're going to be full of regret. All because of a bunch of people who you really don't even care about anyway thought, oh, why'd you leave that great job? Take the job, Tina! Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose. Helping you make a fatter paycheck and a bigger impact. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. The new book is entitled From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. This is the book that unpacks the seven stages that we talk about every day on this show. It is going to guide you from discovery of what it is that you want to do, that's get clear, to give yourself away. That's the final stage where it is all about impact and legacy. And we couldn't have predicted when we wrote it a year and a half ago that when it comes out November the 9th, that 55% of Americans would be in the situation to say they're looking for a job this year. But they don't know what they want to do. They're just kind of looking because they're restless. When you pre-order the book, which you can right now, by texting the word job to 33789, you're going to get over $100 in free bonus items that include tools like our resume templates, our video course, the Get Hired video course, the audiobook, the ebook, and so much more just for pre-ordering because we want to come out of the gate strong on November the 9th. Text the word job to 33789. Text the word job to 33789. Let's go to Cape May, New Jersey. John joins us there. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How you doing, sir?
I'm living the dream, John. What's going on?
Well, one, I just appreciate your time, so thank you. Thank you for this.
You bet.
My nutshell question here. Losing inspiration on a current path that I'm on for my job, for my career. And it's been 20 years of trying to make this work and very successful at it, but very overwhelmed by a lot of unknowns. How do I determine when it's a matter of losing inspiration, the matter of, hey, time to throw in the towel? There's obviously just a lot of questions you haven't figured out, or how to find the inspiration again, like when I was younger in something that was new and exciting for me.
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's complex. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how much of this is a lack of inspiration, or is it really frustration?
Very frustrated by a lot of unknowns and how to figure them out and why I can't figure them out. So yeah, that's all right. A good one.
That's the issue. This is your business?
Yes.
Okay. And you the only employee, sole proprietorship? What is it?
It's a stair building business, interior stairs, and I am the only person in it.
Okay, so so you're a carpenter, you're building stairs.
Correct.
Okay.
Stairs and rails.
And what?
The stairs and rails.
Great. And what's the, give me the specifics. What's so frustrating right now?
It's quite lucrative, yet not succeeding in that area.
It pays
very well.
Yeah.
I'm told every job is great. Everybody loves the work I'm doing, but everything that encompasses business seems to be overwhelming to me. Yet I don't want to throw in the towel.
Okay. So you're making good money and mm-hmm. you're getting great reviews on your work,
mm-hmm.
but you're out of your mind frustrated doing your taxes or paying yourself and dealing with the connecting, the setting up the jobbing. What else? What's really causing the frustration outside of the actual work itself?
Why am I deeper in the hole on things like taxes and when no debt is a driving force behind my life? Still, there doesn't seem to be
success
in that area.
So you need a good bookkeeper. You're doing your own books.
Yes.
Okay, there's your problem. Let's simplify this. If I hired you a really good bookkeeper today and the bookkeeper came in and took care of all of your stuff, like you went out, you did the work, you got paid, you put the money in the bank and the bookkeeper did everything else, balanced the books each month, got your taxes all figured out, got you in a place where you weren't taking hits and just kind of just cleaned everything up and you didn't have to worry about all that. You just signed the checks to yourself and you got a report every month. Would you be calling me right now?
Probably not. I probably wouldn't have myself in this hole of taxes.
Yeah,
so,
dude.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Perfect. Well, here's the deal. Here's the good news. I got good news and bad news. What do you want first?
Either one you feel comfortable with.
All right, let's go with the bad news first. Let's go with the bad news first. You're a disaster with numbers and running your company's money. You're just a disaster. You're a complete train wreck. Okay, who cares? Because you didn't get into the accounting business. you got into the construction business. You're a carpenter, man. So great. Here's the good news is that as good as you are at building stairs and rails, there are a lot of people in Cape May, New Jersey that are really good at taxes and bookkeeping. And you're making such good money, John, that you can easily afford a good bookkeeper. Brother, today is the day you fire yourself as your own bookkeeper. And then
there's a good note for me to write down.
Yeah.
Fire myself.
In fact, just do it right now. Do it right now on the air. It's going to feel great. Go ahead. You take it away. Fire yourself as your own bookkeeper.
I'm totally relieving myself of any bookkeeping responsibilities. Matter of fact, I'm just telling myself to get out of that office.
Get out of the office. Thank you very much. All right. So now, as the CEO, so we just fired you, the CFO, Chief Financial Officer. But the CEO is immediately looking for your replacement. And I want you to talk to people in your world. I don't want Uncle Larry, who is your bricklayer buddy's second cousin once removed or whatever. I want you to look around, talk to good people, small business owners. I want you to connect with small business owners that you know or you know somebody really well who knows them. We're talking legit relationships, okay? And I want you to get 2 to 3 names of people who do this all the time for small business owners. You get the 2 to 3 names, and I want you to set up a meeting instantly. And you get with them, and you sit down with them and go, here's where I need help. And I want to know what you charge to handle my taxes each month and get all my books cleared each month. What do you charge? And they're probably going to give you either an hourly rate or a flat rate. You look at your own situation, you go, oh, that's easy. But let me tell you something, that's the best money you will ever spend. Because now you won't be all frustrated and worried about this, and we'll get your taxes cleaned up, and you go bust it and do whatever you do to get current on your taxes, and then you're going to sleep really easy at night. And then you're going to get to do what you really love. So, man, this is a super easy solve. You got it?
I got it. So basically a bookkeeper, just asking what people who people are using as their current bookkeeper.
Yeah, that's what these people do. When Stacy and I ran our small business, we had a gal who was a friend of a friend, and she was an accountant. She wasn't a CPA, but she had her accounting degree, and she did bookkeeping, and it was her full-time business, and she worked from home. She was amazing. We gave her everything. All we did was collect checks and put them in the bank, and she helped us reconcile everything from our paychecks to the taxes being withheld to paying our fees and all the stuff that you got to pay to keep business going. She did all that for us, and we paid her an hourly rate. This is not new. John, this is not a new concept. And this is going to be a game changer for you. And that frustration is going to go away, man.
Excellent.
Because you're making really good money and you don't have any debt. So you screwed your taxes up. And so it's just accumulated, it sounds like to me. But once you get that figured out and you get on a tax payment plan, you're going to be socking money away. Okay? You're going to be making more money than you ever made before. And you'll be current, and then you're going to be rocking it, man. So, man, I'm proud of you. Thanks for owning this. But look, dude, as this business grows, you're probably going to need another person that may not be a bookkeeper, but maybe you need a scheduler. Maybe you need a stay-at-home mom who's super organized, used to be an executive assistant for somebody else. She's looking for some great part-time work and work from home, and she's a scheduling wizard. And so, anytime somebody calls you for a job quote or whatever, you get her involved. She calls them back. She's super nice and sunny, and she gets you scheduled. She works with you. You don't have to worry about it. She tells you when you're available. You tell her when you're available. You go show up. You quote the job. You get the job. She makes sure you're on schedule. See where I'm going with this?
Yeah. My wife was excited to be doing stuff like that, but I had no idea where to start that I was in a whole another area.
So here's the deal. The stuff that you suck at and the stuff that sucks the life out of you, delegate to somebody else. Simple business rule. All right, my time is almost up. But before I go, remember this, you matter and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.